Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Love's Correction. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
David had missed God. Big time. You know the story. He stayed home from one of the campaigns and he got bored. He's king, he's got everything. And one night he's up on top of his house that's taller than anybody else's house, and he's looking around and he sees a woman bathing on the rooftop, which was not an uncommon thing in those days. But because his house is taller than everybody else's house, he can see it. He sees this woman. She's naked. She's bathing. And she's a looker. And he's a man. How many know what it's time to do right now? What's it time to do right now? You want to get back in the house. Get back in the house. Right? It's time to get back in the house. And how many know, yeah, we've all been there, not necessarily in that particular set of circumstances, but in a situation where you know you ought not be looking at that, you ought not be listening to that, you ought not be thinking about that. It's time to leave, change the channel, turn it off, go away, right? And you know, you might try to pretend to somebody else, but you know in your heart that you decided to stay. People try to pretend like, that woman down there? What naked woman? There's another story about a young man named Joseph. Anybody remember him? Righteous young man. A young man now in slavery. Potiphar's wife got to looking at Joseph and got her eyes on him. He's a good-looking young man. She's not a moral woman. She decides she wants him. So she's dropping hints and she's sashaying around the house improperly clothed. And she's saying suggestive things and it ain't working on him. And one day she arranges for everybody to be gone and she had it set up. She planned this thing. And she gets him in the part of the house, and she comes in, and she ain't clothed right at all. And she's looking too good and smelling too good, and she's saying things, and he's a young man. Yeah, he loves God, but he's a man, and he's flesh. And it got to working on him so strong, he couldn't stay and talk. What did he do? What did he do?
Exam.
Come on now. What did he do?
He ran
out of his coat. How many know it comes time where it ain't time to talk? It ain't time to look. It's time to run. Literally, sometimes it's time to run. Because if you stay, you're done. How many know you can't trust your flesh any further than you can throw it? I'm talking about your flesh. How many say your flesh, not your neighbors, your flesh will do stuff. If you let it, it'll sin, it'll do weird stuff, it'll do perverted stuff. If you yield to it, there ain't no satisfying the flesh. It's one drink today, it's five tomorrow, it's three bottles the next week, next month. You understand what I'm talking about? It just, you wind up doing stuff you never imagined you would do. So what's the solution? Don't start yielding to the flesh. Don't start. And you make it easy on yourself by not feeding the temptation. Smart people, wise people, go out on the roof and they see the woman go, "Oh, whoa, 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 I got to get back inside with myself. Yes, I do." Right now. Pull the blinds. Lock that balcony door tonight. Huh? I got no business around that door. And if it's working on you strong enough, I believe I'll go up to the summer house. I'm going to go away for a day. You see what I'm talking about? See, people get in trouble because they kid themselves about temptation. Let's say you used to have a real problem with drugs. You used to have a real problem with alcohol, whatever. You got no business hanging around a bar. You got no business hanging around a place where you know they sell drugs and do drugs. You get delivered, and now you're married to the Lord Jesus. But if you used to run around with wrong spirits, you used to hang with them. I'm talking about wrong spirits. And sometimes they'll pull up in your driveway on a Saturday night and honk the horn and go, "Hey, yeah, it's us. Party, come on. Man, you ain't been having enough fun. Don't you remember when? Hey, we used to do it back in the day. Come on, it's us." And you could be unfaithful to your husband, the Lord Jesus, by yielding to these wrong spirits. So what do you do? The writer of the Proverbs, teaching his sons about the prostitute, he said, "Don't go near the door of her house." What does that mean? You got no business in that part of town. Well, we're just going to go down there to see how bad it is. Yeah, we're going to read these books on witchcraft and devil worship so we'll know how the devil works. You got no business reading such a thing or having such a thing in your house. Did you hear me? And you need to know when something's working on you, be honest with yourself. Be honest with yourself. And if temptation's been pulling on you to have a drink, then if you have to, you drive 5 miles out of the way, but you don't drive by that liquor store that you know is right there and you've been looking at. Did you hear me? If you have to, pull the cord off of your TV and mail it to somebody. Make it easy on you. See what I'm saying? Make it easy on yourself. It's like this. Say you're trying to lose some weight. It's a lot easier to pass by the grocery store than it is the ice cream aisle. Huh? And it's a lot easier to pass by the ice cream aisle than the ice cream that you brought home and sitting in your freezer. Make it easy on yourself. Don't mean you're weak. Means you got some understanding. Means you got some wisdom. Make it easy on yourself. But if you find yourself in a situation where you're tempted, it ain't time to talk and reason and explain. When it's working on you, get out of there. I don't care if you did just blast out the door. Run, 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 run. And he did not fall. King David, on the other hand, fine man, loves God, knows God, but he's got flesh like anybody else. And I don't care who you are, you can yield to the flesh if you decide to. And the longer he looks at that woman, he thinks, "Man, that's got to be one of the best looking women I have ever seen in my life." So he just keeps looking. And look, how many know you keep looking, you're going to want to take the next step? Right? Well, I'll just meet her. Just see. So he met her. She's married to one of his leaders in the military. Next thing you know, there's the affair. He blew it. Big time. Bad. And notice what happened. 2 Samuel 12. Verse 1, the Lord sent Nathan to David. I'm not quite through with that. Can you take a little more? Huh? I know A few years after I was in the ministry, I went back to where I grew up, and there was a boy I used to run with before I got in the ministry. And he'd already been married like 3 times. And we were in a place eating a hamburger, and a couple of nice-looking young women came in, and he started off. You know, he wasn't even saved. And he's asking me about, you know, of course I'm married, and he's asking me, he was too, about, you know, boy, you know, if you had an opportunity, wouldn't you love to be with one of those women? I said, no. No. He said, oh, come on. I said, no, I'm not. He said, you know that a fine woman like that, you know that you'd want to be with a woman like that? I said, no. He said, well, then you ain't even a man. You're not a real man. Of course, now, he should have been glad I was saved because years before, you don't say you ain't even a man. I mean, that's when it gets real, right? But we've been saved and sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. We walk in love now, right? Right, right. But the reason I bring that up is because people have that mentality that, you know, that you're not a real man. Well, no. If you can't control your feelings, it means you're a weak man. Did you hear me? If you can't control yourself as a woman or a man, it doesn't mean that you're more sexual than everybody else and you're better looking and you just have stronger desires. Everybody's got flesh. Everybody's got desires. It just means you're weak and don't control yours. Did you hear me? It's good to be in control. I said it's good to be in control. Paul's a man of God. What did he say in 1 Corinthians 9:27? I keep under my body and I bring it into subjection. Didn't say he did it one time. He said, I do it. I keep it under. This is an ongoing thing. Why? Lest after I've preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. He said, I could blow it if I don't keep this body under control. No, everybody said out loud, I'm a strong man or a woman. I control my desires. They don't control me. See, people try to leave the idea sometimes, well, yeah, but that woman just irresistible. Ain't no such thing as an irresistible man or woman. Ain't no such thing. In fact, one translation says there is no temptation that is irresistible. There is no temptation that's irresistible that can't be resisted.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Love's Correction, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.